USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
DarkSide, the hacking group linked to the attack on a U.S. pipeline, has said it is shutting down. That's according to cybersecurity firm FireEye. The group did receive $5 million in Bitcoin from Colonial Pipeline, which says they are expanding fuel deliveries along the East Coast today after being shut down due to that cyber attack. States across the United States are lifting coronavirus mask mandates following new guidance from the CDC. The new guidelines announced on Thursday say anyone who is fully vaccinated no longer needs to wear a mask, with some exceptions. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells NBC's Today Show local mask rules may still be in effect.
This country is not uniform. There are places in this country that still have higher rates of disease. There are places in this country that still have lower rates of vaccination.
USA Radio News.
Is a new war with China coming? It's never been this bad, and even Henry Kissinger is warning Americans. Trade, freedom, technology, and war threats against Taiwan. China is a real threat. All this week on Newsmax TV, Grant Stinchfield looks at the real danger of the Red Dragon and why Americans must be alarmed. Stinchfield shows how Trump's policies with China worked and why Biden's are failing. So tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern to see Stinchfield's series, The Dangerous Dragon. Stinchfield tells you the real truth on Newsmax, America's fourth highest rated cable news network, on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune in on Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube. And millions have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone. You can too. America is tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
As panic gas buying continues in parts of the country, President Biden has a message for everyone.
President Biden tried to ease worries after the cyber attack on a major fuel line owned by Colonial Pipeline. The breach shut the line down for several days and triggered a run on gasoline.
I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful, but this is a temporary situation. Do not get more gas than you need in the next few days.
GasBuddy.com is reporting nearly 70% of North Carolina's stations were without gas, and 73% were out in Washington, D.C. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
It's not just federal lawmakers who are considering lowering taxes for families. The Michigan State Senate approving a plan to provide families a $500 per child tax credit against their state income taxes for the next 3 years. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Georgia is the latest state set to end its participation in federal unemployment programs, including the $300 weekly federal unemployment payment on top of the state's unemployment benefits. The Peach State will discontinue on June 26 four federal unemployment programs that were put in place by the CARES Act and subsequent relief packages, including the latest $1.9 trillion America Rescue Plan Act of 2021. This is all good news to Shark Tank co-host and entrepreneur Kevin O'Leary.
All small business is regional, and John, this Kumbaya stuff you're talking about has screwed up the market. Has done exactly what we didn't want to have happen. We need these people to come back to work. You want purpose in life? It's not sitting on the sofa getting a check from the government. That has no purpose. It's time to get back into this economy. It's opening up everywhere. And now we have to compete with checks still flying in from the sky from a helicopter. Free money for everybody. That's ridiculous. That is not the American way. That's not entrepreneurship anymore. That's some kind of government super bureau. We don't need it. It's not working.
That audio courtesy of CNBC, Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey also announcing he's replacing their federal unemployment benefits with a $2,000 bonus to some workers who return to work. 14 states now have opted out of the federal unemployment program early. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.